And here's another piece from our friend Simon Rich. Simon is the author of a collection of comedic vignettes called Ant Farm, which debuted last year. He also used to head the Harvard Lampoon, and he currently writes for Saturday Night Live. The following piece takes place, as Simon so often do, between God and an angel.
Look, God, there's a wedding in St. Patrick's Cathedral. Max and Caitlin, wow, they sure seem happy.
Yeah, that looks like a really nice event.
Did you hear the vows? Max said the two of them were made for each other. Oh, it was so romantic.
Yeah, that's nice that he thinks that.
You mean they're not made for each other?
No, Max was made for a woman named Alice Fishbein.
Who's she?
Oh, she lives in Peekskill. She and Max have identical senses of humor and the same taste in furniture. They're both obsessed with baking. Their sexual organs are mathematically proportioned to provide each other with the maximum amount of pleasure. It would have been incredible.
Wow. How come they didn't end up together?
I thought it was going to happen. Max lives in Croton Harmon. That's only two towns over. I figured they'd run into each other sooner or later, but guess it never panned out.
Well, what about Caitlin? Who's she made for?
I made her for this guy Tom in Calgary. He loves red and purple lifesavers, and she loves the citrus flavors, so if they ever bought a pack, it would work out perfectly. Also, Tom plays the violin, and Caitlin plays the upright bass, so if they ever wanted to jam, they could just go ahead and do it.
But Calgary? That's all the way in Canada.
Yeah, I should have put them closer.
Oh, no, it's too late.
That's okay. Who knows? Maybe they'll be happy.
Really? Is that possible?
Stranger things have happened.
From Simon Rich's book, Free Range Chickens, out this fall from Random House.